Thoughts on the Kingdom, Newness, Part 1. In this discourse, I want to say a few words on the newness of the Kingdom. I hinted at it in the last discourse, the previous discourse. John came in this startling way as a preacher in the wilderness, and his opening word, well, repent. That's a startling word. If we go on with that discourse, Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 12, for example, we shall see something more of the newness, of the strangeness of this kingdom. Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. The Pharisees and the Sadducees have flocked to the desert to hear John preaching. And here are his words to them. Now, put yourself in their position. Put yourself into their boots. Here you are. You've gone out into the wilderness to listen to this man. And this is what he says when he starts to preach to you. You brood of vipers. Do you ever hear a sermon like that? Isn't there something odd about this? The kingdom is at hand. You brood of vipers. Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? What? I thought you were talking about the kingdom. Yeah, the coming wrath. The kingdom is at hand. I said, it's a strange kingdom. I said, there's something new here. Brood of vipers. Coming wrath. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. We go back to that first theme. The kingdom is at hand, near. Repent. That's why you must repent. And do not think you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. Now let me pause here. This is something vital. Here he is calling upon them to repent. Here he is, he's confronting them. Here he is, he's challenging them. And he puts into their mind, well, he reads their mind. And what does he see? Ah, but it's all right for us. You see, John, we're Jews, we're Israelites. I'm a Jew. My father was a Jew. My mother was a Jew. My grandfather. Oh, yeah, I got my heritage. I'm a Jew. Don't say that, says John. That's the old kingdom. Don't you see? It's a new kingdom. The old kingdom is passing away. It's rendered obsolete. It's the new kingdom that's coming in. It's a new principle. Do not say we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. Here is something staggeringly new. I'm convinced myself, here he is talking of regeneration, people being born again, the Gentiles, the odd people, not Jews, not birth. Birth was so important in Israel. If a man was born a Jew, well, he inherited all the rights of Judaism. A child of Aaron became an Aaronic man, and the priesthood was open to him and all the rest of it, you know. But that doesn't apply anymore. We're in a new kingdom. And God, in his power, in his sovereign intervention, can raise up children even out of the stones. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be brought down. No, no. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I am, and he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor, gather his wheat into his barn, and burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This is a strange kingdom. Let me just pick out one point here before I leave this brief discourse. I'm going to deal in external things. Baptize with water. The coming king, he will baptize, but not with water, with the Spirit. And don't say you've got Abraham as your father. Don't say you've been born a Jew. Don't you realize you're talking still in the terms of the old covenant, the old kingdom, the old system, the old economy? No, 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 it's new now. Not just like tinkered with, not polished up. Not slightly altered, no, a radically new kingdom. It's not external, it's internal. It's not material, it's spiritual. Temple, priest, sacrifice, king. The whole system is made spiritual. We draw near to God, not by going to temples and tabernacles, but we draw near to God now in the new covenant, in the new kingdom, in heaven itself. Read the letter to the Hebrews and see. All this will be explained by the apostles as time goes on. We're still waiting for the King to come here, to be appearing to us. John is still preparing the way, but what a preparation it is. Newness, newness. Oh, my friend, grasp this principle of newness. When you come to the covenants, when you come to the kingdom, keep this foremost in your mind. It's a new kingdom. It's a new covenant. It's a new age. Do you belong to this new age? Or are you still living in the old? Do you belong to this kingdom? Or are you still in the old system? Well, all that will become clearer to us as we go on. But that's the point here, the newness of this kingdom.